today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been in a dry place? In a dry place, there is no life, breath, or activity. In a dry place, joy, happiness, comfort, love, gentleness, hope, faith, and so much more are not active. There are people all around the world in dry places. Some have been there so long that it has become functional. Others have settled in a dry place, saying, "If it's the Lord's will, He will deliver me." While some know they don't belong there, but they refuse to take the necessary action or steps to get out of the dry place. How many of you know that God desires life in an open valley? In Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 3, it is written, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord. And he set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in an open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord of God, you know.'" Notice that Ezekiel, when asked the question by God, did not attempt to answer. He instead resorted to a statement of fact, "O Lord, you know." Ezekiel knew that only God knew whether or not the dry bones could live. Ezekiel knew it was in God's will and power, not his. Also notice that he didn't say the valley was dry. It was an open valley full of dry bones, the result of some event that caused them to be in that condition. What open area are you in, but your situation is dry? What opportunity is before you, but your dry attitude is sucking the life out of it? Have you settled for the dry thing in your life? Do you believe those bones can live? Ezekiel knew that God could bring life to the dry bones. Do you believe God can bring life to your dry place? The hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel and brought him out in the Spirit. The Spirit is in you as a result of what Christ did on the cross. You have the power to speak to your dry situation as God leads you and brings life to it. I believe you can speak the word of God to your dry bones. I believe that you will live the very moment you exercise your faith with an understanding of who you are and who He is. The hand of the Lord set Ezekiel down in the midst of the valley. In 1 Chronicles chapter 37, verse 1. Didn't David say in Psalms chapter 24, verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." You see, there's no need to fear. Speak to your dry bones and live the greatest life God has for you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.